Session. Why don't we pray together, and we'll jump into this, shall we? Father in heaven, thank you for the opportunity to be together this week. Thank you for every person that you've brought here. We recognize that there are some tremendous ministries represented here by very, very faithful people. So thank you that we have the opportunity to rub shoulders with one another. Thank you that we can share ideas with each other. Lord, we recognize that ultimately the church belongs to you. It was purchased with the blood of your own Son. And we also recognize that if anything good is happening in any of our churches, it's because of your grace. And so I pray that this would be a time where you would give us learner spirits, you would give us wisdom, you would give us innovation. Help us to understand that we're on holy ground when we talk about what churches ought to be doing. And so, Lord, I pray that you give us a level of carefulness. And then I pray also that you'd give us a level of passion. I pray that you give us a love for the lost. I pray that you would give us the ability to think creatively about ways to serve you in this culture. And I just pray that as we would communicate together in this next hour, that Jesus would be exalted, that we would be true to your word, and that we would all be stimulated in fresh ways to think about how we can accomplish the mission that you have given us more effectively. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Let me ask you just to think a little bit about the community in which God has placed you, and the degree to which you've been able to impact your community for the cause of Christ. For example, do you know your neighbors, and do your neighbors know you? Do you have a working relationship with them? Do the people in your community appreciate what you're doing? Are you blessing them in any particular way? Do they know you? Do they know what you're doing? Another way to ask that, maybe a little bit more provocatively, would be, if God decided to remove your church from the face of his earth, would your neighbors notice and would your neighbors care? I'm amazed at how many churches don't seem to know their neighbors. They don't seem to care about their neighbors. They've almost established sort of a fortress mentality. It's almost like we don't want those kind of people around here. We're mad at them, or we're better than them. Think of it like this. What would your mayor say about your church? Think about that. What would the mayor of your town say about your church? And what would he say about churches being involved in the community in any way, shape, or form? And if you said, well, what would your mayor say? Well, you really should not ask it in that kind of a tone. But let's listen to him.
Well, I think a way that a church can show love of community and become a fully engaged partner in that community is really to take their faith outside of the walls of the church and look for opportunities to partner with different organizations, our schools, helping our young people, strengthening our families, lifting people up, working with the city on initiatives that they know improve the quality of life in the community, and do those things that unite us and bring it together. That the way that we move forward is through that type of relationship. And so, you know, we're excited to be able to partner with our faith-based communities.
You know, that's the mayor of Lafayette. And did you hear what he just said? He's encouraging churches to take their faith outside the walls of the church. I didn't say that. He said that. He said he's excited as a mayor to partner with faith-based organizations in addressing community needs. I think sometimes we view people like our mayors with a cynical spirit as if, well, there's no friendship to be developed there, there's no relationship to be developed there. That's not true. In fact, if you've been around the community center this week, you've probably seen Tony on a number of occasions. He comes here and works out. In fact, our newspaper reported he's lost 75 pounds working out at our community center. And so he's on the front page of the paper working out on one of these machines, and the caption read that he was right here at our community center. And Tony is a Roman Catholic man. He's a very kind man. He's a great mayor. He's a Democrat. And you can do with all that what you want to do with that. But I believe in making friends with people in our community. And I believe in trying to be a blessing to them. And we want to work together with them. And you might say, well, but that's not going to go anywhere. Well, I would disagree. In fact, I was actually in the locker room. It's amazing how many conversations I've had with our mayor with a lot less clothes on than this, frankly. And he was telling me, he said, hey, did you know that my son is attending your church? And honestly, I didn't know that. And he said, my wife and I are just so glad that he's coming. And we have encouraged him greatly to come to this church. And he's been part of our singles class now for the last year or maybe a little longer than that. He has a little baby, and so he's a single dad. And he's been part of our singles class for some time, and I just heard in the staff meeting the other day that he has asked a young lady in this church to marry him, and their wedding will be right out here in our at our gazebo at our pond. It'll obviously be a little warmer than it is today. That's the way those kind of relationships work. And I would just ask you, do you have a relationship with your mayor? And what would your mayor say about the place that your church can have in addressing community issues? Do you even believe that that's possible? Now let's switch to the judicial system. What do the judges think about your church? What do they think about partnering with your church? They are overwhelmed with families that are in trouble. Do you realize that? Would they see a church as a place where they could send people for help? Would they partner with your church in any way? I'm just asking you, in your town, what do the judges at your courthouse think about your church? What do the judges at your courthouse say about your church? And if you say back,
well, what do the judges say about your church?
There you go with that tone again. And you probably know where this game is going. Let's listen to Judge Loretta Rush, the judge of juvenile court here in Tippecanoe County.
We need to start looking at prevention. You need to educate yourself on what our community looks like, what the vulnerable youth and family look like in our community, and then you take your collective wisdom back and come up with some proposals on what you can do. Even if a church just does a small part, do a small part well. I mean, there was a church last weekend that had a huge outreach. They had hundreds and hundreds of people. They invited open letters, you know, come to a cookout, come to, planting yourself in a neighborhood and then reaching out to the people of the neighborhood, making sure your doors are open and accepting, not to be scared off by maybe kids that are dressed different or families that don't look like the traditional families that would be in your church.
Now, there's a judge. And again, every day she hears heartbreaking stories about families that are absolutely dysfunctional. Should the church be a blessing to someone like Judge Loretta Rush? And should we want to view ourselves as a community resource? I'll talk to you a little bit later on about a program we have here called Faith Community Institute. It starts up in just a couple of weeks. And so we put this advertising piece together. It'll be in the newspaper actually, you have one, don't you? Is that in your little packet? That'll be in the newspaper the next couple of weeks, inviting people from our town to classes on marriage, what the Bible says about that, classes on finances, what the Bible says about depression, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. We give these to our members and ask them to invite folks from their work, from their neighborhoods to come. And I realize you might say, well, but, you know, people in this culture aren't going to be interested in classes on the Bible about whatever. Friends, there will be over 1,000 people here on Wednesday nights in just a couple of weeks when these classes start up. A good percentage of them, people from outside of our church, just people from the community. And the interesting thing is Judge Rush, the woman you just saw, she's made it very clear to us every time one of these comes out, she wants a stack of them delivered to the courthouse. And she actually talks to families in crisis, and she tells them about these classes and encourages them to come. Judge Rush has gone on record publicly as saying that she will accept pastoral counseling to satisfy the counseling demands that she has as a judge for people who are in trouble. She's working hand in hand with us. You can have a collegial. These people are under incredible pressure. And anybody that will bring compassionate resources to the table, they're listening. What about your sheriff? Do you know your sheriff? Do you have a relationship with your sheriff? Do you think those people have needs? Do you think that sheriff's deputies are involved in crisis situations in the town all the time? And does your sheriff know that your church has resources ready to help people who are in trouble? So if a deputy is in a domestic dispute late at night, he has a brochure that he can put in those person's hands recommending faith-based counseling that's available for free. Or if there's some sort of a parenting issue that those deputies know, they can recommend your church and that your church will work with people like that. Did you hear what Judge Rush said? You can't be scared off by people who are in need. So does the sheriff know that? Listen to Sheriff Tracy Brown, the sheriff of Tippecanoe County.
If a church wants to get started in loving their community, it's important that they understand that community. And that's going to mean they're going to have to get out of the pews. Perception, an individual's perception, is their reality. If you don't have vast knowledge of a community, its wants, its needs, its hurts, it's very difficult for you to be effective in addressing those needs or those hurts.